Today, I am speaking about our family trees. And everybody has a family tree. Some of us are really proud of our family tree. Some of us even have a coat of arms that goes back generation after generation. But it doesn't matter whether we are blue bloods or we are commoners. Everyone has a family tree. Some of us call it our pedigree. We go back to our grandfather, our great-grandfather, and we go back as far as we can. Some people are really proud of their family tree, and others of us are a little reluctant to speak about our family tree. We live in a strange world where some people think they can trace their family tree all the way back to monkeys or apes. Those of you who listen regularly to these programs know that we do not subscribe to such nonsense. This universe started as nothing, and nothing's ever evolved from a trash heap or a garbage dump, though there are lots of parts and pieces and material to start with. But this universe started with absolutely nothing. Recently, I was in the National Maritime Museum and the Royal Observatory over in London's Greenwich, over in the UK, and there's an iron-laden meteorite there that's 4.5 billion, with a B, years old. And it hadn't begun to evolve into anything. That's because that kind of evolution is a myth. We all know that there's cause and effect, and unless there was an original cause, there would be no effect. Now, what we do hold, and those of you who listen to this program know this, what we hold is the belief that there exists a magnificent creator who is building and preparing a future of such a magnitude that mankind has not even conceived of its brilliance. We are, even now, only part of the way into what is being prepared for us. It seems that we keep having these tremendous setbacks. There have been mighty empires in the past. There was the Roman Empire. It became great. It lasted a long time. Why did it fail? Where did it go? Before that, there were other empires. The Persian Empire. We might think of its beauty and its elegance. Or the Greek Empire, with its powerful use of words that we still use today. And before that, the Babylonian Empire, the Assyrian Empire. Why did these empires exist? Why did these empires fail? Why does mankind continue to suffer these tremendous setbacks? An empire grows, it grows large, and then it fails. There must be a common denominator in each one of these empires that leads up to the failure. What is it? What happens to the cooperation and the order that is present while empires are in their growth and expansion stage? Where does it go? Why does it turn around? Why do empires collapse? More recently, we've seen the British Empire torn into shreds, dismantled, in decay, or even decadency. And what of the mighty United States of America? It's the most powerful nation ever to exist. Why has it become weak? And why is it growing into disarray and loss of power and prestige? What is that common denominator that causes nations to fail, to fall, and to cease to exist? There are answers to these questions for those who have the ears to hear. It has been said that we all fight our personal demons. What are those personal demons? Well, we would label them as drugs, immoral sex, alcohol abuse, pornography, power, greed, cruelty, violence. All of those personal demons are ultimately destructive. They end up in death. But when we think about our family trees, some men grow up in families that give them a better start in life. Others, it seems, are doomed from the very beginning, doomed to failure. People say, sadly, we cannot choose the family that we are born into. Well, that's true. But what if you could choose the family, your own family tree? Who would you choose? You certainly wouldn't want to choose the monkeys or the apes. But would you choose the devil with all of his promises of everything that your heart desires? Right now, you could have everything you want, without work, without toil, without preparation, no need to study, no reason at all to invest for the future or exercise any kind of entrepreneurship. You can have it now. Feed your senses, feed your ego, feed your wants. Or would you choose as your father, one who promises that with law and order in your life, and hard work, and diligence, and honesty, and those kind of virtues, that ultimately you would have a never-ending life of fulfillment and happiness, being the person that you are happy with, and being with people that you really enjoy being with? Life, like history, is all about the choices that we make. It is all about choices. We live with the choices that we make. And we believe that it's never too late to pick your family tree. You can leave one family tree and join the other family tree. We have to decide, will God be at the root of our family tree, or will the devil be at the root of our family tree? Our first parents were presented with the same exact option that we have. God's family tree on one hand, or the devil's family tree on the other hand. There were two literal trees in the garden. And they were also symbolic of whether man would choose God's family tree or the devil's family tree. It couldn't be more clear. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. First, the tree of life in the midst of the garden. That tree of life, that represented God's family tree. That's the one that should have been chosen. That's the one Adam and Eve were told to choose, that particular tree. And then there was another tree, because we always have to make a choice. Life is about choices. Secondly, there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's where people can decide for themselves. I'll do this because it feels good. It looks good. It tastes good. I'll get ahead. I'll put the other people down. I'll steal. I'll lie. I'll cheat. I'll get ahead of everybody. That's the devil's family tree. And that's the one that we see all about us all too often. But it was the tree of good and evil. So we know good old boys. Most of the time they do things that are pretty good. But then it doesn't take a whole lot of bad to ruin everything, does it? Families are destroyed, torn apart. Nations eventually are destroyed and torn apart. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Jesus Christ told those men who sought his destruction, he said, you are of your father, the devil. That was the family tree that they had chosen for themselves. And Jesus Christ knew the facts. So Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden were presented with two family trees. They had to choose. You've probably heard this story. They chose the devil for their father. They wanted to make all the decisions. They wanted to live with the repercussions. The reason that Adam and Eve chose for their family tree the devil was so that they could enjoy instant gratification. And we find ourselves their physical children. We have descended from Adam and Eve. They were the original parents of all that are in the human race. We are their physical children, the same pedigree, the same lineage. And as a result of their choice for the devil to be the root of their family tree, Adam and Eve are dead. They're dead and gone right now. They're not living. And understand this, you too will be dead before very long, because that's the family tree that we have of the devil, unless we make a choice, unless we make a change. Adam and Eve are dead, and all their children for thousands of years are dead. How's that working out for you, having the devil at the root of your family tree? Let me give you some good news that very, very few people are willing to hear. You can have God at the root of your family tree. God says, choose life. That's literal. Choose life. There exists a formula where you can be adopted. Better yet, you can be the actual child of God. This is revealed to us. Not only will you be a child of God, you will be an heir to all of His promises. All of the promises of God. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see how it's working out for those who yielded to their personal demons. It always ends in death. It always ends up in total destruction. You might ask, how can I be sure? How can I be positive? How can I know that if I yield myself to the ways of God's family, have God as my family tree, that I will receive His promise of eternal life and glory and happiness and fulfillment? How can I know that? There's no way to be sure. My friends, there is a way to be sure. You can be absolutely positive. The first thing that you have to do is prove to yourself that God exists. And yes, it is possible to prove that God exists. And when He is the root, when He is the origin, when He is the beginning of our pedigree, of our family tree, everything changes. We live in Him. We move in Him. We have our being in Him. We are His offspring. We read about that in the Bible in Acts chapter 17 and verse 28. Our entire life can change. No more personal demons. No more having the devil as the root of our family tree. When we choose God as our family tree, we no longer have to fight or claw our way to the top, hoping that some disaster, man-made or natural, will not overtake us and wipe out everything that we've worked for and sought for and hoped for and lived for. Men fall down. Nations fall down. But it's not that way for the children of God. And we can be the children of God. But you can be sure of this one thing. The children of God are going to prosper. They will prosper now. They will prosper in this life. And they will prosper eternally. The good news that Jesus Christ brought is that he is going to bring the devil's family tree to an end. He's going to replace it with God's family tree. We will see it in its entirety in the kingdom of God. The tree of life is God's family tree. It is possible to receive God's life, not just human life, but God's life. We receive God's spirit. That is the life. We become the children of God. Had Adam and Eve not rejected the offer of their Creator God, the world would be a different world. But they have chosen the devil, the family tree of Satan. It's not working out for this world. We continue to see the destruction, the nations fall, the lives destroyed. Had Adam taken of the tree of life, God's family tree, he would have become a member of the family of God and all of his children after him. But that's not what happened, is it? In the very beginning, God created Adam. He made Adam from the dirt of the ground. God was Adam's father. Pedigrees or family trees begin with the oldest patriarch. Adam's family would have grown large, and God's Holy Spirit would have been available to each and every one of them. But that's not what we have. We have people following their own personal demons. This is Satan's world. The devil is the god of this world. Don't believe that this world knows God and follows God. It doesn't. Had Adam and Eve not touched the unclean thing, the forbidden tree, the tree of death that the devil represents, God would have been a father unto us. And we would have been his sons and his daughters throughout the world. But that's not what happened. The choice that Adam and Eve made was the wrong choice. And we're suffering for it. And God's letting us learn a lesson. And it's for a very great purpose, because God's plan will come to fruition. We will all be of the tree of God. The other tree will be hewn down. The kingdom of God and life everlasting is going to envelop the earth one day. Gone will be the tree that we see all around us. The tree that had devilish fruit. Grudges, adultery, stealing, fornication, getting even, uncleanliness, idolatry, hatred, lying, wrath, fighting, wars, strife, heresies, battles, envyings, murders, drunkenness, rebellion. The list goes on and on. That's a description of the tree that our parents have chosen and that we are following in. The question in the Garden of Eden is, which tree would grow into a great tree with its branches encircling the entire world? It wasn't the tree of God. It was the tree of the devil. God told our parents very clearly. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that was the devil's tree. You shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. My parents are dead. My grandparents are dead. My great-grandparents are dead. They're all dead because Adam and Eve made the wrong choice. But we can make the right choice. We can choose God for our Father. We can become his literal children with his life in us, which flows to eternal life if we yield to God. But our parents, Adam and Eve, they took of that family tree that brought death. A tree begins with a seed, then a root, and then a trunk, and then branches and twigs, and the twigs eventually become branches. And in the same way, a man starts as a young boy, and then he becomes a father, and then a grandfather, and so forth. Nations are simply families grown large. We're all kin. We are all of the same pedigree, but we can change our pedigree. God did not create man to die, but to live. Do you believe it? Do you know it? Jesus Christ clearly said, "And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe that? Can you believe it? That is not semantics. That is reality. That is truth. That is the future. The truth is, we can now, even now, we can choose God's family tree. It is available. God calls. He calls people out of the world to be within his family, a part of his family tree. But the world doesn't know it right now. But the time is coming and is coming soon. Jesus Christ is going to return. All men will live according to the way of God. We will all be of that pedigree, the tree of God, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet saying, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Yes, my friends, there are things that have been kept secret from the beginning, from the time of Adam and Eve, from the foundation of this world. There's a new day coming. God will be our Father, and we will be His children.